Okay, so I have loved Maybelline since I became aware of it when I was, probably 13, 14. I have used Maybelline for that long. And their new Lifter Plump lip gloss is absolutely insane. It is so fabulous. It gives me the perfect puffy pout. And one thing about me is I always have a lip on. Like I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, and I apply a lip. I'm just that girl. I'm sorry, I have to. And I'm obsessed with this new Lifter Plump. Okay. Here's why. There's a little heat in it, and it just makes your lips look so kissable, so perfect, so divine. I'm obsessed, quite frankly. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it, and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Costco. Go grab a can and share on social media tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show us how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused. Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled Roback.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS. Good morning, guys. Welcome back to It's Me Tinks live exclusively on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. As always, it's our weekly time to talk to each other with a live Ask Me Anything. I want to talk to all of you guys, answer all of your questions. So call me right now, 888-94-STARS. That's 888-947-8277. Good morning. How is everyone? How are we doing this gloomy Wednesday morning? It's gloomy where I am. Day four of my bringing my coffee cup to Starbucks endeavor. If you don't know, I read a weird article that just hit me wrong, or hit me right, I guess, over the weekend, and I'm waging war on plastics. And I thought, one small thing I can do, because I am a lazy bee and I go to get coffee every day, is that I can bring a cup. And it's a pain. It's a pain in my fucking ass. I had to wake up 15 more minutes earlier this morning. You gotta wait. You know, there's all these small little things I could go into, which if you're a coffee drinker, you know how specific we get, right? We get so specific. The taste is different in a reusable cup. You gotta wash your cup. I can't drink it as fast because my cup is insulated. All this little shit. But you know what? I'm doing it. So if anyone wants to join me, it takes 21 days to make it a habit. At least that's what the people say. So I'm on day four and I have my steaming hot Americano, Cine Americano, in the studio with me this morning. Guys, have you seen that show Blackbird on Apple TV, I think it is? Freaks the shit out of me. I mean, it's really good. It has Taron Egerton, and I forget what show he was in, but Jesus Christ, he's ripped to the nines. Like the first scene is like him with his shirt off, and I was like, I like this show immediately. And then he is going to go to prison or something and do this deal with, you know, I love that. I love that. You know, a hot guy doing a deal, you know, it's a sketchy deal. Anyway, I won't give too much away, but if you like creepy stuff, I cannot recommend it enough. It's so creepy that I can actually only watch it when Lauren's in the house with me because I get scared otherwise. So I literally, she'll be like on the computer and I'll like put my headphones on and just like watch a bit quickly because I'm too afraid to watch it at night. And then as soon as she leaves, I have to watch like 10 episodes of Love Island in a row to like clean my brain. We're going to talk about Love Island maybe on Friday. I'm almost caught up and we got lots to say, but so do you guys. So let's actually get to a caller. I think we are going to talk to Kaylee first. Hi, Kaylee. How are you this morning?
Oh my God, am I on?
Yeah, you're on. What's up?
I can't believe I got through. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited to chat with you. No, I'm so excited to talk with you. How are you doing?
Everyone always says it's amazing to talk to you. You're like truly oldest girl here. You're the oldest sister I never had. But anyways, I'll cut to the point.
Thank you.
So I have a couple friendships that are within like a larger friendship group that they're just like not really serving me anymore. Like I make a big effort to reach out, they're not reciprocating, or they'll be like, yeah, let's get dinner, and then flake. And it's just like, all right, like I don't need to put my effort into this anymore. I get it, you're not prioritizing me, that's okay. I don't want to prioritize you now. So like trying to balance like just kind of letting it go while not holding like any animosity towards them.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to exert positive energy towards them, but I also don't want to exert like any negative energy towards them. And I'll still see them at like the larger group events. And so like how to hold like a friendship funeral almost.
Yeah. I think that's a really good question. Do you mind me asking how old you are?
I'm 30.
30. Okay. Yeah. So it's a big shift time. This happened to me right around that time, you know, and it happens. It doesn't even matter how old you are. It really happens so frequently in your 20s and 30s. There's just a reshifting of tectonic friendship plates. You know, it just shifts around. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, like that person's not calling me back, or, oh, I actually have no interest in getting dinner with that person or whatever. So I think the first thing is don't take it personally. And I know that that is the most annoying advice to get because you're like, well, how the fuck do I do that? But just in your heart, know that it's just kind of things, they just move around and that's okay. And I'm so glad that you've recognized that you want to stop putting energy into them because, you know, it's not quite tit for tat. You know how I always say match his energy when it comes to dating, and it's not quite that way with friendship, but it is to some extent, because if people are not, you know, reciprocating and not calling you, then you do have to just, you know, give a little space. And so I think the answer to your question in terms of not holding any animosity is really the first point that I made, which is that realize that it's probably not personal. It's probably a mix of things. It's probably maybe their relationships are heating up. Maybe they're busy at work. Maybe just things are moving around, but it certainly doesn't have anything to do with you or what you did. And that's what I would kind of go back to. I would make that a new neural pathway. So anytime you go to, ugh, that really stings that they didn't call me for dinner, or, you know, they didn't, you know, reach out or whatever, just go back to, it's actually not about me, it's about them. But it's difficult and it might sting for a minute, but I would just, you know, really just focus on people who do make you feel good. That's another kind of mantra rule thing, is like, who in your life do you feel brightest after hanging out with, and shift your energy to those people. And you know what? Kill them with kindness. Hard pill to swallow, and one that I have a lot of trouble swallowing. But when I'm able to do it, it's so effective. So when you do see them in the larger group, to just be like, hey guys, like what's up? And genuinely ask how they are, and then genuinely listen, and then genuinely walk away because they're not serving you anymore. But it's tricky. It's sticky and tricky, and I get it, and it stings, and it's just kind of like, God, what the fuck, guys? But again, it's not you.
This is such great advice. Thank you so much, Tinks. Have a great day. Oh, and Taryn Egerton is from Rocket Man. You were trying to think of it.
There we go. Okay, Mr. Hottie Rocket Man. That's perfect. Thank you for telling me.
Thanks, Tinks.
Lots of love. Have a great day. Bye. Rocket Man, I should have known. Oh my God. Yeah, he's a smoke. Is he single? Jerron, look it up. Look up if he's single or not. Tell me, text me. Okay, I think we're going to go to Cody. Hi, Cody. How are you?
Hi, Tinks. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
So first of all, I just wanted to say that I appreciate you doing what you do for everybody. I've been having a really hard past year, just relationship-wise, and I've always struggled with self-confidence, but listening to you has helped me a tremendous amount, so I just want to say thank you.
I'm so glad. You're welcome.
So I guess my question is, I've been in kind of a situationship with this guy who I dated for about 9 months, and then we broke up and kind of were seeing each other on and off again for a while, and, you know, casually sleeping with each other. And then I found out, actually on Valentine's Day this year, after we slept together, that he told me he was seeing another guy.
Oh, wow.
So that sucked. And, you know, I told my friends, and after listening to you and their advice, I was like, decided to step away for a while.
Yeah.
Because I just knew, like, this isn't good for me, because I was still very much in love with him.
Yeah.
And throughout our relationship, he love bombed me and all the classic toxic stuff that you go through, you know?
Yeah. And when you guys broke up the first time after the 9 months, who was it who broke up with who, or was it a mutual thing?
It was kind of mutual, mostly because of his situation and his religion. He wasn't very able to be very affectionate with me in public because of other reasons of his family finding out or anything like that. So it was just, it felt like it was time and maybe not the right time for us to be together.
Yeah.
So, and then we have had no contact for about 2 months up until this past weekend. We saw each other out at the bar and I made a very stupid mistake and I let him come home with me. And
it's not stupid. I'm going to stop you right there. You've got to step out of judgment of yourself, because it's not. You're a human being. You have feelings. You have an emotional connection to this person, and you've got to step out of judgment. Like, from the beginning, you've been very, I can hear it in your voice, you're judging yourself. You didn't make a mistake. You didn't do anything wrong. You decided that at that point you wanted to go home with him, and you did, and that's okay. And we'll deal with it. But we're not judging you today. That's not going to happen.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And that's what's been the hardest thing, is because I know that I deserve better, and I feel like I'd been making a lot of progress, and I just feel like I took, you know, a lot of steps backward after this weekend, because I haven't been able to kind of get out of my head after it now.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering if you had any advice for me to try to, like, stop thinking about the what ifs and where I keep picturing where we would be if we were still together.
Yeah. So two things. First of all, I'm going to use that slippers analogy that I sometimes use, where an ex always feels like a pair of slippers, right? They're always comfortable. It's always comfortable to put your slippers on. But sometimes you have to take the slippers off and you got to leave your house. But they're like slippers. They're always going to be there. They're so comfy. It's a default. If you see them, you want to put them on. That's how they are. So again, no judgment. The second thing is, like, it's hard when you have these, like, long relationship sagas to not view things as a movie, right? Because you start from the beginning and you're like, well, this is the beginning of the movie and now we're at this part and then what could have happened and blah, 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 blah. But I don't think you should think of time as linear. It's more about staying present. So for example, this Saturday night, you decided you want to go home with him. It doesn't matter. You didn't lose progress. You didn't do something bad. That was just where you were at that moment. And by doing that, you allow yourself to stay present, because you are right now living a lot in the past and a lot in the future. As you said, you're saying, okay, oh my God, what could have been, and like thinking, going over things. And the last place that your head is the present. So that's what I really want you to focus on, is like being present and being in your body where you are. And in terms of like moving on and knowing that you deserve better, you already know that. It's just about time. And that's like the hardest pill to swallow too, is that it's just going to be more time. And, you know, maybe you run into him again in a couple months and you go home with him again. Again, no judgment. You're a human being. You have emotions. It's not a big deal. But in the meantime, if, I mean, I hope you don't run into him again, but if you do, it happens. Like, in the meantime, just stay present. The longer you try to figure out what happened and what could have been, the longer you will hurt. And that's another thing that I really want you to keep top of mind. So anytime your brain goes to, well, if we'd been dating all this way through, like we would have been moving in together, that doesn't serve you. That truly does not serve you, because it's a hypothetical, and it's future tripping and it's past tripping, and it's also beating yourself up. That's what we don't realize, is when we go into these dreamlike scenarios of what could have been, we are actively hurting ourselves, right? We're really, really hurting ourselves. We're hurting our self-esteem. We're hurting our confidence, and we're making ourselves miserable. And our brain doesn't always do the right thing to serve us. That's so frustrating, but it's true. So anytime your head goes into that space of, oh my God, what could have been, say, this is actually hurting me. This is actively hurting me. I'm going to Control-Alt-Delete. I'm going to replace this with a new thought, which is that I'm present. I'm loved by my friends and family. I have a life that I'm proud of, and I'm moving forward. And like, this is, and then list three things that you're excited about, whether it can be big or small. It can be, okay, I'm going to have my favorite sandwich for lunch. I'm going out with my friends this weekend. You know, I pet a nice dog on my walk this morning, whatever. And then it brings you back to where you are. Also, I have this trick where if I'm going through a breakup or something that I'm hyper focused on, if you start to think about him, do me a favor and get up, like physically move your body and go do something. Even if it's just, if you're at work, walking to the fridge to get a soda, whatever, it actually has been proven to help reset your brain. Because I know what you're doing. I know it. I've been there. You're sitting in your car, you're about to go into work, and you're just going through the scenarios, and you're like, oh my God, oh my God. So literally when you're having that feeling, go Control-Alt-Delete. That is not serving me. And then get up and do something. Could be anything. Physical movement for 30 seconds, and it will help your body reset.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been going on my hot mom walks every day for the past week just to get out of my own head. So I know for a fact that that's been helping me a lot, and I owe that a lot to you. So I appreciate it, and I appreciate your advice. And I just want to say thank you so much again. I really, really do appreciate it.
Of course. I'm thinking of you. I love you tons, okay? This is going to be fine.
All right. Love you too. Thank you again.
Love you. Bye. Sweet Cody. I love him. Oh my God. I've been there so bad. There's so much judgment around shagging your ex. Like, it's crazy. But the funny thing is, everybody does it. Everybody does it. That's why it's so funny. And the people who are usually hardest on them, we're hardest on ourselves. That's the funny thing about going back to an ex. Oh my God. I had one ex. We dated for like 2.5-3 years. It became like a 4.5 year saga, because it was just like, oh, every 3 months you see him at the bar. If you live in the same town as someone, whatever, oh my God, you're just always there. It's your slippers. You want to put on your slippers, especially at the end of a Saturday night when you need some comfort. If you want to bring coziness into your life, you turn to Barefoot Dreams, especially now as the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary. With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket. And while many have attempted to duplicate their blankets, robes, and more, Barefoot Dreams' fabrication and quality cannot be replicated. So don't believe the dupes. So guys, do you remember back in like 2020, I made a viral TikTok about how much I love Barefoot Dreams, because I am truly so obsessed with these blankets. I have one in every room of my house, no word of a lie. And also the socks. When I tell you that I cannot sleep if I don't have Barefoot Dreams socks on, that is the truth, okay? For It's Me Tinks listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code TINKS15. Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I've bought so many gifts on registries via Zola, and I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you, and we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with brand new releases and next listen recommendations. There's a story for every listener, from classic favorites to exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors. Okay, so you guys, I listened to The Shards by Bret Easton Ellis on Audible, and it was so scary. Okay, I was freaking out. I would be in my car listening to it, and I literally sometimes would have to pull over because I was so engrossed in the story. It's set in Los Angeles. It is a mystery thriller whodunit, and it is so scary and it's so emotive, and I literally was addicted to it. I couldn't do anything else for like 2 weeks while I was listening to it. Audible members can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. New Audible members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500. That's audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery gets drained so easily. You guys know I am a sensitive Virgo woman, okay? I need that time to rest and relax. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. You guys know that therapy is everything to me. I have it every single week because my therapist helps me learn my boundaries. She is the one who says, whoa, I don't think you should go to that. You are really tired. You're really stressed right now. That is going to drain you. And it's just so helpful to have a trained professional who can help you realize those boundaries. You know, I'm obsessed with boundaries, guys. So give therapy a try because it can be so useful. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tinks. Alexandra, hi, how are you?
Hi, Tinks. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on? How are you doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing so good. I have the day off work. I just got in from a walk.
Hell yeah.
So nice. Although it's like 1,000 degrees, I'm in Florida.
Oh, I love Florida. Oh my God. I'm so excited. I just booked a trip to Florida last night. I'm going to see my grandma. I'm so excited. She's in Naples, so I don't know where you are, but
That's so fun. I'm in Palm Beach, which is on the East Coast.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. Yeah, but everywhere has Publix. That's the most important part.
Oh my gosh, yes. Publix is definitely like, when you come to Florida.
It's the best.
I went to school in South Carolina when I got there. Actually, now they do have Publix, but when I first got there, I was like, guys, where's the Publix around here?
It's literally the best grocery store, end all be all.
It really is.
So tell me what's going on.
No, like question in particular, just wanted to say hi. It's a funny story how I found you through my mom, actually.
Oh my God, I love that.
Could you die? She's in her 60s. And I don't even know how. I know. She's like, oh my gosh, there's this girl. I'm obsessed with her. Her name is Tinks. Like, you know, and then anytime something happens, she'll be like, if I like, you know, nothing like big, like something that she doesn't like that I do, she'll be like, oh, if Tinks were my daughter, she wouldn't do that.
Oh my God. I'm bad. I mean, seriously,
it's so, so funny.
Oh my God. Well, please say hi to your mom. She sounds like a riot.
I will. Are you having a good week?
Yeah, I am. It's gloomy here in LA. And I got back from a work trip and I'm about to go to see my best friends. I'm going on a girls trip this weekend with my best college girlfriends.
Oh my gosh, I just got back from a wedding this weekend with my college girlfriends.
It's the best. It's like, it's amazing. Seriously the best time ever. And I'm so excited for that. And yeah, we're going to Idaho. We're going on a little hiking, outdoorsy trip. So I'm very excited to see Brian and Dickie and Casey. And it's going to be really fun. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, I love that for you.
It's great. Yeah. So I'm very excited.
Well, thanks for saying hi. I won't keep you, but love you so much.
Love you.
You're just such a joy. Have the best time on your weekend and with your grandmother.
You're so sweet. You have the nicest energy and it means the world to me. I really, really do love when you guys just call to say hi. It means a lot. I just love talking to you guys no matter what. So thank you.
I mean, like, you talk to us all the time, so it's only fair we get to, like, you know, sneak in and talk to you here.
That's so nice. I love it. I know. I literally would gab to you here all day. I would go on and on, seriously. So thanks for calling. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And say hi to your mom.
Oh, thanks.
Bye. What a cutie. What an absolute cutie. I am so excited to go to Florida, you guys. I haven't been in a while, and I just was able to book it yesterday. I found this random flight that works with my schedule, so I'll be there going to Publix to get the best sub in the world. And I will not argue. There are many things where I will reach compromise with, but not this one. Publix sub is the best sub in the world, and a sprinkle cookie for good measure. And hey, depending on how much Chardonnay I drink with my grandma, maybe we'll just go ahead and get some of those chicken tenders too. Who knows? Hi, Sarah. What's going on?
Hi, thanks. I'm actually calling from Portugal, so probably I'll spend my entire paycheck on this call, but it's okay.
Oh my god.
I'm a big fan.
Hello. How's Portugal?
Hi.
Do you live there?
Oh, it's too hot. Yeah, I live here. Yeah. Too hot. I don't know. Global warming hit us pretty bad because we don't have ACs in our home. So it's Well, just trying to survive, but it's all good. You should come here. Have you been here?
I haven't. It's on my list. I'm really dying to go. I hear it's absolutely beautiful and the food is amazing. I really want to go.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
So my question for you, it's a tricky one because I've been talking to everyone about this and there's not really a consensus. So I have a friend who's also my roommate that's been having really toxic behavior lately for a while now, but it's kind of been getting worse. So for me, it's like she has a very overwhelming personality, so she wants to, you know, talk all the time and she...
Oh no, we lost Sarah. Oh my God, Sarah, call back. Oh no. Oh my God, I feel so bad. Ugh, those long distance calls. Listen, Sarah, if you are still listening, call us back. I want to hear about this toxic roommate. She sounds really bad. But until then, we'll go to Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Better now that I'm talking to you.
Hell yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, so I was seeing this guy, and we had a great few weeks of dating, and we ultimately did.
Oh no, double drop. Ugh, we're having phone issues. Well, you guys are. For once, it's not me. Thank God. Okay, let's go to Marie. Casey, call back too. I want to hear. You were seeing a guy, and I want to know. but until then, Marie. Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hi, Jinx. Good. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
I've like been waiting to call. I'm so excited. It's Wednesday.
I'm so excited to chat with you.
Okay. So I was kind of in a situationship, I guess. Those little things where I probably should have got out of it a lot sooner because he just kind of didn't really want to commit, but he kept telling me and saying everything I wanted to hear and just like, no, but like, I just don't want the, you know, commitment right now, blah, 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 right?
Yeah. How long was it?
Oh my God, it was too long. Like over a year.
Oh maybe. My God, yeah. Murray, what the fuck?
I know. Okay. That's so I know, I recognize it now. We will okay. not go. We will not
yeah.
do that
no,
again.
No, no, no. Okay, cool.
But now I just found out that after not committing to me for like literally over a year, he met someone 2 months ago and now it's like,
yeah.
actually, it's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's his girlfriend. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, how do you not take it personally? Two
yeah.
part question. How do you not take it personally? And also, I really did like him. And now I can't stop comparing people when I'm on dates. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, and I feel like I'm getting discouraged with dating. So I'm like, oh no, I'm never going to feel that connection again. Cause I have been trying to date. I know it's like a numbers thing, but two parts.
Two-parter.
I got hit with that. I'm officially dating someone after 2 months. And it's like, wow, you led me on for like so long. And yeah, I put myself in that situation, but oh, it just hurts real bad. And I don't know how to not take it personally. And I also don't know how to stop like comparing everyone to him.
Yeah. I think the answer is it touches parts one and two. And the number one thing that I'm going to say is it's ego, right? And I know you liked him. I'm acknowledging and accepting that. But a lot of this feeling that you're having is ego, right? Because the thing is, on some level, when you were in the situationship with this guy, you knew that he wasn't going to commit. You knew. On a deep level, you knew that he was just not going to do this. It was too long. Saying all this shit, no, I'm not ready. Like, that's bullshit. We know that. It's just not true. So it's less about, you guys were never going to date. And I know that sounds harsh, but I hope that it snaps you out of it, because that's what I've needed to hear at points, which is like, he was never going to date. He was never going to make that commitment to you. And it's not a you thing. It's just a fit thing. Like, it's just a fit thing. And I wonder how much of your attraction to him was wrapped up in your ego trying to win him over. Because as women, we really do get addicted with trying to win and trying to get him to commit and trying to do all that shit. And a year is a long time. So I do wonder how much your ego was like, oh, if we just stay a little bit longer, we just try a little bit harder, then maybe. And that can, our brain can be tricked into thinking that that's like real feeling. And with the comparison thing, okay, and then so you're comparing yourself to his new girlfriend, whatever. And with the comparison thing, you have to just stop. You have to draw a line in the sand and think, that was a no-go. You could have hung around with him for 5 more years. Nothing would have happened. And it's good that you got out now. You have to completely make a shift. So every time you think, why not me? You think, thank God, not me. Okay, that's actually what I want you to think. And every time you think, why did he date her and not me? Thank God, not you, because there is someone who is literally going to commit to you in 3 weeks, in a month, or whatever. He's going to meet you on the first date and be like, wow, I'm obsessed with this girl. I want to marry her, or whatever. That's how it should go. And you deserve that. And you were brainwashed for so long in the situationship that you maybe forgot that and forgot what it's supposed to actually feel like. Because let me tell you something, someone stringing you along for a year is not the beginning of most great love stories. Okay. Think about when you're telling your grandkids like how you met. You weren't like, oh, well, then grandpa like strung me along for a year and like I was trying to get him to commit and like he was texting other girls and I was just like, please date me. And then finally he did after a year. No, fuck no. You're going to tell your grandkids, yeah, like I went on a date when I was, you know, kind of still bummed about this old guy I was dating. And then I met him and then like we had this whirlwind romance and we spent the summer together. Like that's your story. That's what you deserve. You are the main character of your life. So honestly, every time you think about him dating this new girl, be like, good, she can have him. That's not in a negative way, not in a bitchy way, but in a way of like, that's not mine. Like something bigger and better is coming. And you have to just draw a line in the sand and say, that's in the past. You have to be a little bit strict with yourself. And the more time you spend on the why, the more pain you'll be in and the longer it will take you to get over him. So again, be strict with yourself. And every time you're like, get in that zone of thinking about him or her or whatever, just be like, that's literally causing me pain and that is halting my progress. And in terms of dating, like, yeah, the first few dates back when you're after you really like someone, they always suck. They always suck. But as long as they're kind, it doesn't matter. Just keep doing it. Just keep getting those reps in.
figuring it out. At the very least, you might have a funny story to tell your friends, but just keep going. And again, just focus on what you want to drop in. So that's another great place to put your energy, is anytime you think of him or you have a blech date, just be like, oh my God, when I meet my person, like, this is how I'm going to feel. When I meet my person, they're going to make me feel very secure. When I meet my person, they're going to ask me to be their girlfriend, like, very early on. And focus your energy there, because thoughts become things. You deserve more than this. From the outside looking in, I'm telling you with 100% certainty, you do. And it's like annoying and shitty that it went on, and it's annoying and shitty that you liked him, but it's in the past. And your eyes are front, your eyes are forward, because something bigger and better is coming.
Yes, definitely. I like the thinking of it as, thank God, not me.
Yeah, thank God. God, not you. It's something better is coming. It's really, and I promise you, the more time goes on, the more you'll look back and be like, oh my God. And let me tell you something, by the way, when you do meet the next person that you really like, you're going to look back and be like, what the fuck was I thinking? Truly you will.
Yeah. And he, the last, this is the worst part though, in these 2 months that he's been dating this new girl, these last 2 months, I've kind of been trying to get him to tell me like, hey, so like, what are we kind of trying to get to have that conversation? And he's almost been like, no, I really like you. Like, and that even sucks even more, because the whole time he was just like low key, like trying to see if it would work out with this other girl.
And wait, he was still texting you and?
Yes.
Oh my.
It's like, it's just hard mentally. Cause like, in truly the last God. Like 2 months that he's known this other girl, I really feel like he was just testing it out with her, waiting to see that it was confirmed with her. He would not give me a true answer or like cut it off with me or like, and I was like very genuine, like, it's okay. Like if we have different things, but like, I want to date you. And like, and he would be like, yeah, and unfortunately he's medical. We know how we hate the medical, because we try to give them a little slack.
Yeah, we do.
Like, it is truly.
Yeah, but not to be an asshole. Like, no. Like,
well, I didn't know this. So I was, so now I'm just like, I was blindsided by everything. And
yeah.
It's like, wow, you couldn't, I tried to ask you, meanwhile, you're going on dates with this girl, and you couldn't just be like, hey, like, I have met someone, like, I kind of think it might go somewhere. But he never, he was just a terrible person.
Yeah, small dick energy. Thank God, not you. Small dick energy. Like, it's not that difficult to just be like, yeah, no. I met someone. This isn't fucking Love Island. Like, why is he hedging his bets? Like, I don't know. That's trash behavior. And your person would never, like, whoever you're going to end up with would never do that and would never treat someone like that. So honestly, she can have him. Like, we wish her the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
All right. Well,
sis.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're going to be fine. Be strict with yourself. Just remember, thank God, not you. Something way better is coming.
Thank God.
100%. All right.
Thank you, Jake.
Bye. Love you tons. Bye. Oof. Yeah. Situationships are bad for the soul. All right, guys. I have an exciting caller next, because she's calling from Paris. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I was just in your city last week enjoying all the fun stuff.
I know. I tried to slide into your DMs to suggest a Paris-Richmond walk, but I guess that will be for next time.
Oh, my God. Next time. We had the best time. It was seriously the best trip. We were, it feels very bustling right now. I mean, last week was couture week, but it just feels very alive and fun. And it was just so great to be there. And I just ate and drank the whole time. And I did do a little Richmond walk, but next time I come, I'll definitely organize it.
So fun. I'm calling regarding actually something that you said early this week, I think, that resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 28 and I work in a very small team, and I'm a project manager.
Okay.
And I'm getting a bit frustrated with my coworker right now, because he's just like going at much slower pace than I am. And also he's taking on like a lot of vacation like throughout the summer, whereas I'm taking like a big break in August. Also in France, we have like a lot more vacation than in the US, but it's just like, how do I not like be I don't want to be a bitch and like push someone, and it's summer and right now it's so hot, and you know, I don't want to be that person. That's also who I am. And I mean, I don't know, you said something to that effect, like, I think a few days ago, and I just thought I'd ask if you had any tips on how to stay cool.
Elizabeth, I get it, because you know what, that's who I am too. And I think that So It's so, this is really funny. So for anyone who doesn't know, I was saying on Monday's podcast, I was saying how I was being a little bit, I was being a bitch. Okay. I was being a bitch because I feel like things are slower in the summer. People are just slower to respond to emails. My manager is rolling his eyes at me, you know, and I just feel like projects are slow. And the thing is, I try to play it cool and be like, you know, I'm a chill girl, whatever, but I'm not. I'm not. I'm a bitch. I'm not either. Yeah, I'm not. I'm a hard worker. I answer my emails very fast. I like to be hardcore. I work on the weekends, and that's not a flex. I get that that's not a flex, but the thing is, I don't talk about it. I just like to do it myself. That's just my own standard for myself. So I get your question, because it's like, how do we acknowledge that this is who we are, but not be a bitch to other people? And it's difficult. And you know what? Sometimes I am a bitch. Like, I've been a bitch in the past couple weeks. I've been like texting my team, especially like when I was abroad. I was like, why aren't you guys writing me back? They were like, Tinks, we're asleep. Like, there's a fucking time difference. Like, relax, bro. But I think it's like twofold. I think we have to acknowledge that that's just part of who we are and like kind of laugh about it because it's hilarious. And then just do a gut check. I just try to do a gut check and say, before I send this text or email or call, you know, someone and have a fit at them, is this going to be effective? And that's like a little trick that I do, because with people like us, me and you, we like to go. And so one thing that I've noticed is that when you bitch at people, they kind of shut down. So I try to over intellectualize it to myself. And I'm like, Tinks, you can pick up this phone and call someone and be a bitch to them about not responding to the email or not getting the project or the samples back or whatever. But that will probably make them annoyed with you for the next couple hours and not actually get you to where you want to be. And I love this phrase, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Okay. And that is what I replay to myself all the time in my head when it comes to work stuff, because yeah, it's going to feel good in the moment to just like bitch this guy out and be like, can you stop fucking taking vacation? But that's just going to prevent progress. And I'm not saying give him a free pass, but I'm just saying pick your time, you know, your time and place to kind of give him that energy, because you don't want him to shut down, and then that's going to prohibit progress even more.
Right. And also, he's not like, I'm not his boss or anything. He's just like literally my coworker. So it's not like I have anything to say about like what he does with his time. It's more about how I'm so involved in my team. And then sometimes when people like don't reciprocate, you take it personally. And I also need to work on that, I guess.
No, I'm truly the same way. I'm just sometimes I'm like, I can't believe that you're doing it this way. And like, I wish you would do this. But then again, I just try to go, it's not my monkey, not my circus. That's another mantra that I like. I'm like, this is not to do with me, even though I think that it is. And I just have to step back and be like, you know what? And here's another trick to think, like, his work ethic and whatever he does, like, that will end up being his future in the long term. And I know that sounds mean, but that's sometimes comforting when you're really frustrated with someone. You're like, okay, people always get what they deserve. I'm not saying that again in a mean way, but I'm saying like, if he takes a bunch of time off, then that's his problem. You know what I mean? If he is not involved with his team, that's his problem. And so just think about it like, okay, it's not my monkeys, not my circus. I know what I have to do, and I take care of my shit, and that's his problem. But I get it. Oh my God,
matches energy and take a 5-week vacation.
Yeah, literally. And well, and that's the other thing is like, yes, like exactly. Sometimes I think, Tinks, like, pull the stick out of your ass, fucking relax, like, it's a Friday or whatever. And that's why, you know, not to make it about me, but truly, that's why I booked a vacation this summer. I didn't take one last summer. I went mentally ill and, like, I needed to take a break. That's why this summer I'm like, you know what? It's okay, Tinks, relax. Pull that stick out of your butt and chill out. It will all get done. It's fine. And so it's a combination of things, but I truly resonate with where you're coming from.
Well, thanks so much for your tip. It's so fun that we have the same issues, like, even though we're like 10,000 miles apart, I guess.
Yeah, because we're all having the same experience. You know, we're all humans. I wish we would remember that more. We're all just humans. Most of us are doing our best. So I'm really glad you called. It's so cool that you called from Paris. And next time I'm there, please, please, please DM me, and I will genuinely look out for it, because I remember stuff like this. And I hope that I come to Paris this year, and I hope that I meet you there.
So cool. Would love that. Okay. Have such a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Wow, I just really exposed myself on that. But you know what? That's honest. I'm anal. I'm sorry. I'm anal. I like text my team. I'm literally like, I'm going to be like in trouble for this. But like, I'll text them in the middle of the night because you guys know I don't sleep. And I text them at 3 a.m. and it's like, it's not cool. But that's kind of the behind the scenes, you know, thing. There's that metaphor of the duck where it's like on the top of the water, they look cool, calm and collected. And then on the bottom, their feet are pedaling furiously. I don't know. Maybe you guys think that I look like I'm a maniac all the time. Who knows? But to all my anal girls out there who just love to work 24/7 and are worried about being called bitchy and whatever, I see you. That's the other annoying thing, is it's such a double standard. Is that it, when it's a girl, it's like, you know, Elizabeth just called. She said, I'm worried about being a bitch. And that's what's so frustrating, I think, that if it was a guy, it would be like Ari Gold vibes. Like, oh, my God, so funny, working maniac, whatever. But when it's a girl, it's, oh, anal retentive bitch. Oh, my God. You know, all this stuff. And it's like, okay, well, how do we have two different views of work ethic for men and women? Riddle me that. See, I flipped this on its head. Do you see how good I am at what I do? I took this bad thing about me being really annoying and anal, and I was like, you know what? Feminism. But it's true. It's true. It is. It's the same thing with like being bossy. Like, I can be a little bossy, but when a guy is bossy, it's like, oh my God, he knows what he wants, blah, blah, blah. Huh. Let's play Taylor Swift's The Man at the next break, okay? If I was a man. Anyway, let's go to Danny. Hi, Danny.
Oh, hi. I'm so excited to actually talk to you. How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I actually have, like, not a problem for you to solve, but I feel like I have the most fun one. Slash, I don't know. I feel like it's very unique. Okay, let me explain the situation. So I've been seeing this guy. He's super nice.
Okay. Wait, how old are you?
It hasn't been very long. I'm 27.
27, okay. Okay, go on.
So he seems really nice. He's been very, like, upfront about what he wants, and he's looking for a relationship, and the communication's been really nice. So we hung out a couple of days, so we went on a date, and then we slept together, and we were just, like, talking about sort of mutual people we knew in my hometown, and I didn't really think anything of it, but I just told him that I, like, had slept with this guy way back in high school that, like, we mutually knew, and it turned out to be, like, one of his best friends.
Okay.
And so, like, again, this was, like, what, 10, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Even, like,
not a big deal. Yeah.
And so I told him that, and I didn't know it, like, bothered him. Anyways, we hung out, whatever, and he texted me the next day. We were going to, like, bring our dogs on a walk, and he was like, you know, it really bothered me how you and my friend used to hook up. Like, I really don't think I can do this. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I feel like we've, you know what I mean? We haven't even explored, like, being that far yet. I feel like he was just thinking, like, so far into the future and, like, freaked himself out. So I asked if we could meet up and just talk, like, in person, because I feel like, as an anxious person, I feel like that was sort of an anxious reaction.
For sure.
To the future, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was kind of in his head about it. So I asked to, like, talk to him about it, and I basically kind of proposed the idea, like, you know, let's take things slow. Like, how about I give you some space and, like, a few days to talk about it or think about it? And I actually used, like, something you said earlier, and, like, go and do something you love, and, like, you know, it's been kind of a whirlwind of emotions these past few days. Like, you know, we really clicked and we really liked each other. And there's been a lot of, like, you know, high emotion. So I feel like you're just sort of reacting out of anxiousness and something that, like, happened in the past. You kind of explained why he was reluctant about this was because of he sort of had this experience happen in the past with a girlfriend, and him and the guy couldn't be friends anymore. And I explained to him, like, that's not what I want. You know, I want you to cherish your friendships. Like, you know, and I gave him some space and he's thinking about it. But I just want to know what, like, you think of this situation and, like, how you think it might go.
Do you really like him?
I do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm also, now that I've been thinking about it, like, I don't know if I'm, like, he seems kind of insecure a little bit.
Yeah. I genuinely had this exact experience when I was living in New York, and I barely dated. I'm just going to tell this personal story and then I'm going to tell you what I think, but yeah. It's only because it's literally the same thing. I matched with this guy on Raya, and I had like the most amazing couple dates with him, and I was like obsessed with him. Like, I told my mom about him after 3 dates, and I was like so into him, and I wasn't dating at all in New York. Oh my God. And I was like so into him. He went to Stanford. He was like older than me, whatever. Life was great. Like, he was even like, oh my God, would you convert? And I was like, I would totally convert for you, all this stuff. Like, we were hot and heavy for the first like couple 3 dates. And then I will never forget this. I vividly remember because my mom was in town and we went to get facials. And then when I came out from my facial, I looked at my phone and he was like, hey, like, I just put 2 and 2 together and realized that you slept with blah, blah, which is the guy I slept with on a whim, like twice randomly. Okay. When, right. Like yeah. You, whatever. No feelings for him whatsoever. And he was like, totally. I just need time to think and all this stuff. And I remember just bursting into tears in the locker room. And I remember my mom being like, I was like, what do you think I should say? Blah, blah, blah. And I remember her saying, I think that he's like really insecure. Like, the way that he told you about this and like the way that he's handling this is like means he's really insecure. And I was like, Mom, you're just like telling me that to make me feel better, blah, 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 blah. But in the end, she was right. She was right, because it's like, listen, in your case especially, 10 years ago is like infinity. Okay. That is so right? inconsequential. It's like, who cares? Like, who cares? And totally. It's just, you know, it's kind of, it rubs me the wrong way that your guy like made an issue before there was one. And that was the same for me. Like
100%.
When I was in this situation, I was like, yo, like, can we just see if we want to date? Like, we really, really like each other. Can we just see how this goes?
That's exactly what I said.
And he was like, you know, I got to think about it and, you know, hemming and hawing and all this stuff. And looking back, I wish that I had just seen it earlier and been like, he's really insecure, I gotta just cut it. Because what I did was like, I didn't beg, but I was like, please, like, I really like you, like calling, and like, it was
That's
a mess.
What I did.
Because it's so frustrating, because you know why? Because it doesn't make sense to us, because there isn't an issue. That's why it's so infuriating, is because there isn't an issue. And when you actually have that connection with someone, it's like rare. And anyway, so I think I would just,
our situations are so similar.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, and by the way, 2 years later, men always come back or their lives get worse. Two years later, I ran into that guy at a party in the Hamptons and ended up in the hot tub with him anyway, and then rejected him. So stuck on that, bro. But anyway, my advice to you is just leave it. Just let it breathe. Just don't reach out. Just give him some space. To me, it's reading really insecure. If he comes back and he's like, whoa, I thought about it, you're right, I'm obsessed with you, then we're good. But otherwise, I'm sorry, you just deserve more. And again, like, I know you're in it, so it feels very potent, but from the outside, it's like, you want a guy who's going to prioritize you, not over his friend, but you want a guy who's going to look at the situation logically and be like, this isn't a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
And someone who's not insecure. So that would be my advice. And if you need mental strength, think of me literally sobbing to my mom walking down the street being like, what should I text him? I'm obsessed with him. But like, it's not your guy, not your guy.
All right. Well, thank you, Tanks. I appreciate it. I'll think about it too, and I'm going to give him some space.
Yeah. Let it breathe.
Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. Love you tons.
Thanks, girl.
Bye.
Love you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Oh my God. But oh my God, that was like an insane time in my life. I remember that I went out with my friends because I was supposed to go on a date with him that Saturday night. And I ended up going out for lychee martinis, my friends, and having the best time ever. Okay, we don't have much time left and I want to take one more caller. So I'm going to throw it straight to you, Grace. Hello, Grace.
Tanks, what's up? I'm a big time fan, long time listener.
I'm so glad.
as the eldest child in my family, I have to let you know you're literally like a big sister to me. But my question or thing that I'm looking to get from you is that my ultimate best friend is about to leave Chicago and go to Denver for med school, and I'm simply not okay. She is like my soul sister, and I'm not ready for her to leave. For the past 2 years, we've done literally everything together, And I would love any and all advice on how to support her and make sure she knows I have her back during this transition. I honestly refuse to let this friendship kind of be put on a back burner. Yeah. So I'm looking to you to provide some advice on how to make sure she knows I'm always there for her.
You sweet angel. Oh my God. I have tears in my eyes because I too have like a soulmate best friend, and I moved away from her for, oh God, what, 7-8 years. And it like, I remember leaving Brian and I was catatonic. I was the same way as you, and I have 3 minutes left, so I'm going to go fast. Here's the thing. This type of friendship, when you feel like someone is your twin flame and you do everything with them and they are literally part of you, I don't want you to worry about the friendship, because it might look different and it might ebb and flow and you are going to miss her, but she is still there. She is still that part of you. She's still your twin flame. Okay, how can you support her? Literally just, you already are the most supportive person. You're literally calling me to get advice on how to support her. Like, you are a lovely friend already, automatically. I know that. Just texting her. And again, I've said this before on the show, but like, you don't always need to be like, how are you? Just send her a text. Be like, I'm eating this sandwich. I fucking miss you, dude. Or like, oh, I went on this date and like this and that happened. Like, keep that conversational nature to it, because she's still your best friend, even though she's away. Plan trips if you can. Oh my God, trips are like the lifeblood. Even if you go visit her, whatever, when she's set up, you just, it's going to be fine. Like, I promise you, she's part of you and you're part of her. I'm getting choked up. I'm literally crying, but it's going to be okay. And just communicate. And it's okay to see you miss her. It's okay to express these feelings and literally tell her, be like, I've got your back forever and ever. And I'm so sorry. I have to wrap up, but I love you tons and you guys are going to be fine. You're going to be best friends forever.
Love you.
Love you. Love you. Bye. Oh my God. What a sweet friend she is. That's so kind. All right, guys. You've been listening to It's Me Tinks Live, exclusively on SiriusXM Stars. Remember, live AMA every Wednesday, 8 a.m. Pacific. And you can listen to the episode anytime on the SiriusXM app or wherever you get your podcasts. I love you all so much. Have a safe and wonderful rest of your week. And I will see you guys on Friday. Bye.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.